wake up. Wake up, sir. Are you okay? All the buzzers just went off all at once. And we have to check to make sure that you're okay. Your heart monitor says that your heart rate was up to 180 and your blood pressure was over 250 and your breathing rate was, actually, you were panting. Are you feeling okay now? What do you mean you don't know? Oh, you're the patient with the concussion. Well, that must have been some dream because you just about blew out the hospital monitoring device you were connected to. And I'm sorry I had to wake you up and... Tell me, just exactly what kind of dream were you having anyway? Because your hospital gown is all wet and messy with some kind of white substance and... never mind. You don't have to tell me. I think I already know what kind of dream you were having. Now you just relax and let Nurse Ophelia take care of you. We have to get you cleaned up. And I have just the right stuff over here. Now, take off your gown. Here, let me help you. I'll help you get the ties undone in the back. It's awkward, I know. Especially when you have a concussion and are seeing double. Let me just try and lean over and put my arms around your neck so I can reach those ties and back. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be pressing my tits so tight to your face. They do get in the way sometimes. They stick out so far. But I just can't seem to reach. There. I got it now. No, I don't have four tits. Just the normal two. You must still be seeing double from your concussion. Okay. Now, let's just slip off your gown and, oh, don't be embarrassed. If I've seen one cock, I've seen 1,000 and, oh my, I didn't realize. I thought you were hiding a dirty magazine under your gown. I didn't realize that it was your cock and balls. And you made quite a big mess too, didn't you, young man? Oh, don't think anything of it. I'm a married woman with teenage sons. I've seen it all. But I've never seen a cock as nice as yours before. Not even my husband's. Oops, I probably shouldn't have said that. Please don't tell anybody. I could get fired, and I really need this job. So, let me start getting you cleaned up. I was just coming in to give you a bath anyway, and I got all the stuff I need right here. Now you just lean back and close your eyes and don't think about anything except my nice, soft, womanly hands sponging your hot body off with this cool washcloth. You like that? Do you like the way it feels when I run the washcloth over your overheated body? First your arms, then your shoulders, then your chest. Do you normally shoot that high? I swear to God you have cum on your face. Let me just swipe it off with my finger. Tastes good, too. It tastes sweet. I like it. Oops. I'm sorry. I guess I probably shouldn't have tasted it, but I just couldn't resist. You see, I love the taste of cum. A man's cum. Especially a young man's cum. Okay, I'll stop. I shouldn't be teasing you like this. What with wearing this low-cut scoop neck uniform that shows off my big tits while talking about tasting a man's cum. The hospital's trying to cut corners, and they thought that new, shorter, tighter uniforms would be a good idea. Anything to save a few pennies on fabric, you know. I could have told them it wouldn't work, but oh no, they wouldn't listen to me. So now I have to walk around all day looking ridiculous in this thin, see-through fabric of a uniform with its low-cut neck and short skirt and tight. Let me tell you, if this uniform is any tighter, I couldn't breathe. But I digress. Here I was giving you a sponge bath, and all of a sudden I'm tasting your cum. Not very professional of me, is it? Oh, you don't mind? You're cute. Choo! I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sneeze all over you. Here, let me wipe it up. Now let's see where we were. I'll just give your face a wipe with a cloth, and then I'll get down here and clean up your midsection. I'm sorry, but I have to bend over to get you clean. So whatever you do, do not look at my tits. I know they're practically falling out of my uniform, but just don't look. You're peeking. Now be a good boy. Yes, that's it. Close your eyes and let Nurse Ophelia administer to you. Let Nurse Ophelia clean your cock after that huge load you shot. I seem to be all out of wipes. I know. I'll just use my mouth. And nobody will ever know. You won't tell, will you? I thought not. Oh, yeah. I need to clean you up real good, baby. After that big mess you made. It's all over you. You got cum all over the place. And let Nursey here clean you up. Oh, look, your cock is all hard again. I'm sorry. It's all big and hard and fat and thick. It makes this married nurse's cunt all hot and wet and horny to be filled by your hide cock. I really shouldn't be doing this, but I just can't help myself. You don't mind if I climb up on the bed with you, do you? I didn't think so. Why don't I get more comfortable? I'll just unbutton a few of these buttons on my nurse's uniform. There. Is that too many? I know my left tit is hanging out. Does it bother you to see my big fat tit all exposed like this? To see my hard nipple? To see how aroused you've made me? Good. Now clamp those sweet lips of yours onto my titty and suck it. I need to rub my cunt against your cock shaft, just like an alley cat. I need to grind my clit against your hard cock. I need relief. You got me so turned on, seeing your cum, tasting it, seeing your cock, licking it. I really need to be filled by you. I'll just raise my skirt up a little bit and shove my panties to one side and work my exposed clit against your hard cock. Grinding my clit against your shaft. Oh, God, that feels so good. Yeah. I love warming my wet clit against your shaft. Yeah, I do. And my cunt is dripping wet. Can you feel it? Can you feel how wet I am? I'm making your shaft all wet as I grind my clit against you. Yeah. Pull my other tit out. I like the way you're fondling my tits. Cupping them, squeezing them, mauling them, your fingers on my nipples, tweaking them, making my nipples all hard. Oh, yeah. Oh, tell me, have you ever been tit-fucked by such a huge pair of mammaries before? Huh? Have you ever enjoyed feeling the looking at the sight and feeling a woman's big tits wrapped around your cock as you watch, stroking your shaft with her tits. My husband loved it when I used to do that to his cock, though his cock wasn't nearly as big as yours, or as thick, or as juicy, or as delicious. Oh God, I just gotta suck your cock some more. So I'll just scoot down below your hips and take you inside my mouth. Yeah. Oh God, baby, your cock is so big, it's so firm, so hard. Good thing I didn't hook you back up to the monitors yet. Now watch this, baby. Watch me wrap my big jugs around your shaft. Watch me jiggle my tits up and down your shaft and then lick the head as it pokes through my tit tunnel. Here, let me spit on it. Make it wetter. You like that, baby? You like watching your cock slide through Nursie's tits? You like watching this married nurse tit fuck a young man, not her husband? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that. I like feeling your hands on my head, helping me with emotion, showing me the right rhythm, the rhythm that pleasures you. Where do you want to come, baby? You want to come in my mouth, huh? It's dripping all over the place. Or do you want to come on my tits? You want to stroke your cock and spray a nice big load all over my titties? No. What do you want? Where do you want to come? You want to come in my cunt? You want to stick your big, fat, thick cock in this married nurse's fuckhole and pound me? Oh God, I want that too. That sounds really, really good to me. You know, of course, that yours will be the first cock inside my tight, wet gash in over 10 years. And I don't let just anybody in there either. It has to be somebody I want, somebody I desire. And baby, I decided as soon as I walked into this room that I wanted you pounding your hard cock deep inside my wet fuckhole. Pounding me with it. Balls deep as you can go. And we don't need no fucking condoms either. I want you bareback, baby. I want to feel you. Bare skin to bare skin. That's the way I like to fuck. I won't be satisfied with anything less. Now let me just climb up your body and straddle your groin. Hold your cock straight up for me, son. And as I lower my wet gash onto your shaft, rub it against my cunt and against my slit. Against my clit. Spread my wetness all over your shaft. And now I'm going to try and lower my cunt under your big hard cock. Oh, easy, baby, easy. You're so big. We'll do this inch by slow inch. Yes. Is it in yet? What do you mean I got the first 2 inches? Oh God, baby, this is such a tight fit as I feel you slowly filling me up. Oh, You're in all the way. What do you mean you still got 2 inches to go? Well, start fucking me and then maybe we can get to those 2 inches later. Jesus, baby, you men want everything. But I want to ride you. I want to feel your thickness inside my wet cunt. And I want to grind on it. And oh my God, your shaft is hitting my clit just exactly right as I fuck you from on top here. Oh, more baby. Give me all you got. I think I can take it now. Yeah. Oh. You're fucking me so good, baby. Yeah, do that again. You know what you just did. Huh? Yeah. Can you feel my clit against your shaft? Huh? I love your cock, baby. You're gonna make me come. Uh-huh. You're gonna make me come. Yeah. More. Give it to me. Give me more, baby. Do it. Oh, yeah. Oh, you feel so good. I want your cum. I want you to come inside me. I want your cum. I want you so deep inside me when you come too. Oh. Now grab my ass and use me. Use my cunt for your pleasure and fuck me deep. Yes, that's it. Oh God, baby, you feel so good inside me. And I want it all. I want every single fucking inch. Oh, fuck me. Do it. Fuck me hard, baby, please. Oh, that's the way. Oh, God. You feel so good inside me. Oh, do it. Fuck me. Pound me. Make me come. Make me come with a big fat cock. Oh, I can feel you getting harder and bigger and firmer and swelling up. Oh, you ready to unload? Yeah, baby. I'm so close. You fuck me. Stay inside me, please, as long as you can. Yeah, that was great. Oh, I loved it. And look at all that cum dripping out of my cunt. You did that. You made a big mess inside Nurse Ophelia, you naughty boy, you. Oh. Well, I better get off you. We're going to be changing shifts in a few minutes. Do you think you're going to be satisfied enough now? Now that you've had Nurse Ophelia, that you won't set off any more alarms? Okay. Good night.